AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. A bit of a recovery for investors. Stocks closed higher on Wall Street following 7 weeks of declines. The Dow gained 618 points. Concerns about inflation have been weighing on the market and have kept major indexes in a slump recently. The inflation worries continue. President Biden had this message to Americans from Tokyo.
This is going to be a haul. This is going to take some time.
Also from Tokyo, the president said the U.S. would respond militarily if China invaded Taiwan. People in California may soon be forced to cut back on water use. Here's the AP's Shelley Adler.
California Governor Gavin Newsom has threatened to impose mandatory water restrictions if residents don't use less on their own. That's as a drought drags on with the summer months on the way. Newsom raised that possibility in a meeting Monday with representatives from major water agencies. They currently have the power to set rules for water use. Despite calls for conservation, the state's water use went up dramatically in March by 19% compared to March 2020. I'm Shelley Adler.
Catherine Cat Massey was laid to rest as funerals continue for the victims of the racist attack on a Buffalo, New York supermarket. The 72-year-old was described at her funeral as a tireless advocate for her community. Last year, Massey wrote a letter to the Buffalo News calling for action targeting gun violence in Buffalo and other cities. Vice President Kamala Harris has encouraging news for parents in need of baby formula.
The first military plane landed yesterday with more than 70,000 pounds of specialty formula, and the second will arrive later this week. I know this is a scary situation.
Former Vice President Mike Pence is making an in-person push for Georgia Republican Governor Brian Kemp. Former President Donald Trump planned to hold a telephone rally for Kemp's rival, Senator David Perdue. This is AP News. Angela Lansbury will receive a special Tony Award. Here's the AP's Margie Zaraletta.
The Tony Awards will give Angela Lansbury a Lifetime Achievement Award. Organizers call Lansbury's contributions to the stage insurmountable. Lansbury, who is 96, already has 5 Tonys, including for Mame, Gypsy, and Sweeney Todd. The Tonys will be June 12th in New York and shown on CBS. I'm Margie Zaraletta.
It was a small sample size, but a couple hundred people gathered their pool noodles and headed to a Nebraska park to battle over the right to the name Josh. This started last year as an online joke when Josh Swain from Arizona sent out a tweet challenging anyone who shared his name to fight over it. 5-year-old Josh Vincent Jr. defended the title as number one Josh. Several of the pool noodle competitors this year donned costumes, including masks, animal suits, and football helmets. The Josh fight raised nearly $21,000 for an Omaha Children's Hospital. Ed Donahue, AP News.